Title: Parallel Drum Crunch in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate, Drum and Bass Drums. Alright, let's make your DNB drums feel louder, denser, and meaner without flattening the transients or turning your mix into a crispy disaster. Today's focus is Parallel Drum Crunch in Ableton Live 12. This is one of those techniques that instantly takes a drum loop from sounds fine to sounds like a record, because you're basically creating a controlled, distorted, heavily compressed version of your drums and blending it underneath the clean drums, so the clean drums keep the punch and clarity. The parallel channel adds weight, grit, sustain, and attitude. You get aggression without sacrificing impact. That's the whole game. First, quick context: so we're working in a realistic DNB zone. Set your tempo somewhere around 172 to 176 BPM. Then make a simple drum layout: a kick one shot, a snare one shot, hats and percussion, and a break loop. Amen, think, anything with character. Parallel crunch is especially good when you're mixing clean one-shots with a crunchy break, because it can glue them together and make the whole kit feel like one thing. Now we're going to build a parallel return track called Crunch. Go up to Create, Insert Return Track, rename it to Crunch, and pull its fader all the way down for now. We'll blend it later. Teacher note: returns are perfect because you can send multiple drum elements into one anger lane. If later you want to print it, automate it heavily, or treat it like a dedicated resampling channel, you can also do this as an audio track bus. But returns are fast and classic, so we're doing it that way. Now, send your drums to the crunch return. And this part matters: gain staging. Start conservative. On your kick, send around minus 18 to minus 12 dB. On the snare, minus 14 to minus 8 dB. Snares usually love crunch. On the break, minus 16 to minus 10 dB. Hats, careful, minus 20 to minus 14 dB, because distorted hats can turn harsh in about 2 seconds. If you're sending from a group drum bus instead, start around minus 14 dB on the send and adjust from there. One more coaching trick: decide if you want pre-fader or post-fader sends. In Live, you can right-click the send knob and switch pre/post. If you want your crunch tone to stay consistent even when you automate the dry drum levels or do quick mutes for fills, set the send to pre. If you want the crunch amount to follow your main mix moves, leave it post. There's no rule, but for consistent parallel character, pre is often the move. Cool. Now let's build the crunch chain on the crunch return using stock devices. The order matters because we're shaping what hits the distortion, then compressing it, then doing final impact control. First device, EQ8. This is a pre-filter. The biggest beginner mistake with parallel crunch is accidentally crunching the sub and low-end body. That destroys headroom and makes the low-end feel smeared. So enable a high-pass filter around 120 to 180 Hz using a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. If your kick is really living down low and you want it super clean, push that high-pass higher, like 160 to 220 Hz. The goal is: distort the mid punch and snare crack, not the sub. Optional moves here: if your break gets sandpapery, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. If the hats get brittle, do a gentle shelf down around 10 to 12 kHz. Keep it subtle. This is just preparing the signal so the distortion behaves. Next device, saturator. This is the core crunch. Turn soft clip on. Set drive somewhere between plus 6 and plus 12 dB. Start at plus 8. Then pull the output down so that when you bypass the saturator and turn it back on, the loudness feels roughly the same. This is huge. If it's louder, you'll always think it's better, even if it's actually worse. Try the analog clip color mode for DNB. And if you want, enable the DC filter. At this point, you should already hear some density and thickness, even before compression. Now, optional but very powerful in Live 12, roar. Roar is amazing for parallel drums, because you can distort different frequency bands differently. A quick setup: set roar to multiband, 3 bands. Keep the low band with minimal distortion or even bypass it. Push the mid band harder. Keep the high band subtle so it doesn't fizz out. Try crossovers around: low below 180 Hz, high above 5.5 kHz. Then mid band drive maybe 20 to 40%, high band 10 to 20%, and darken the tone slightly. If roar feels like it's taking over, skip it for now. Saturator plus compression can already get you very far. Next device, glue compressor. This is where the parallel smack happens. Set ratio to 4:1. Set attack to 0.3 milliseconds for more bite, or 1 millisecond if you want it slightly rounder. Release around 0.1 seconds, or auto. Then lower the threshold until you're getting roughly 4 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, that's heavy, because this is parallel. We're allowed to be violent here. The dry drums are still handling the transients. Turn makeup off and set the output manually. Teacher style checkpoint. If your snare suddenly loses snap when you blend the return in, don't panic. Either slow the glue attack to 1 to 3 milliseconds so the transient pokes through more in the crunch path, or keep the crunch return heavy and instead reinforce the transient on the dry snare with drum bus. In parallel processing, you often fix punch by improving the dry path, not by making the parallel path polite. Next device, drum bus, for final thwack and controlled clipping. Start with drive around 10% and crunch around 15%. Set damp somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz depending on how bright your kit is. And usually turn boom off on a DNB crunch return because boom can blur the low end. If you did a really aggressive high pass earlier and you want a bit of body back, you can experiment with boom, but default is off. Then add a limiter as a safety net. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Keep gain at 0. This is just catching random spikes when the snare and break hit together and your chain decides to go feral. Now the fun part. Blending. Dart playback on an 8-bar drop loop. Bring up the crunch return fader slowly from minus infinity. You're listening for the moment the drum step forward, get denser, and feel more finished. Then back it off slightly. A super reliable method is, raise it until you miss it when it's muted. So mute the return, unmute it, and notice what changes. If muting it makes the drums feel about 10 to 20% smaller, you nailed it. If muting it feels like your entire drum mix disappears or turns into a different kit, you've probably pushed it too far. A common fader landing zone is somewhere around minus 18 to minus 8 dB on a return, depending on how hard you're driving the chain. Now let's make this musical. Parallel crunch isn't just a static mix move in DNB. It's an arrangement tool. Automate the send to build tension before the drop. In the last two beats, push the send up by about 2 to 4 dB. Then for the first kick of the drop, pull it back slightly so that kick stays clean and punchy. Then bring it back in for the rest of the bar. That tiny contrast makes the drop hit harder than just more distortion. For fills, blast the crunch return for one bar, near destruction for a moment, then snap back to normal. In jungle style patterns, a classic trick is to crank the crunch every second bar on Amen edits, so you get that call and response grit without changing samples. Now, a few pro level checks that save you headaches. First, phase issues. When you layer one-shot snare with break snare, heavy parallel processing can expose phase weirdness. Quick test. Solo your dry drums plus the crunch return. Then put a utility on the return and try phase invert left and right. If the low mid suddenly gets stronger when inverted, that's a sign you've got partial cancellation. You can fix it by nudging the break a few milliseconds, adjusting warp markers, or rethinking the layering. Second, treat harshness like it has its own fader. A great trick is putting an EQ8 after the whole chain and using a gentle shelf down above 7 to 10 kHz to remove that scratchy hash. Or dip 2.5 to 4.5 kHz if the snare gets abrasive. This way you keep the density, but you tame the bite without constantly retweaking distortion drive. Third, keep the crunch bus mono down low if the stereo grit is smearing your weight. Put utility on the return and use bass mono, somewhere around 140 to 220 Hz. Now the punch stays centered, while the upper crunch can still feel wide. Optional extra, sidechain the crunch return. If your low end feels crowded, add a compressor on the return, enable sidechain from the kick, and do just 1 to 3 dB of reduction with fast attack and a medium release. That prevents wall of noise syndrome. And if your groove is super snare-led, try sidechaining to the snare instead so the return breathes around the backbeat. Alright. Quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Load a basic DNB pattern. Kick on 1 and then end of 2, snare on 2 and 4, hats moving, and an amen or think break quietly underneath. Build the crunch return chain exactly like we did. Then do 3 blends. First, subtle. The return is barely audible, like ghost crunch. Second, medium. Obvious thickness, the most common sweet spot. Third, heavy. Near destruction, but only for a 1-bar fill. Then automate the send. Last 2 beats before the drop, plus 3 dB send. First bar of the drop, minus 2 dB send. Bounce an 8-bar loop, and compare versions with the return muted versus on. Level matched. And that last part is important. Level match. If the with crunch version is simply louder, your brain will pick it every time. Make it fair. Let's recap what you just built. Parallel drum crunch is controlled aggression and density without losing punch. In Live 12, you set it up fast on a return track called Crunch. You high pass the return so you're not crunching subs. You add saturation and maybe roar for bite. then heavy compression, then drum bus for thwack, and a limiter as a safety net. You blend it until you miss it when it's gone, and you automate it like an instrument for tension, drops, and fills. If you tell me whether your drums are mostly break-driven or one-shot-driven, and whether you're going jungle, jump up, or neuro, I can suggest tighter crossover points and EQ targets, so your crunch lands exactly in the most useful band for your kit.